You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. This is Intermezzo. It's my great pleasure to welcome into our studios the great pianist Misha Dichter. He's performing here with the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Lonnie Klein. And both are here in the studio. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you here for a pair of concerts. We'll talk about the music a little bit later, the Gershwin Piano Concerto in F. Let's start at the beginning. You have had a long and illustrious career. You were born in Shanghai,
yes.
A place that not many people know was one of the refugees, mostly from Vienna. But I read that your during World War II, I read your parents were Polish and they went to Shanghai.
That's right. That was the only route open to them at that point. They could only go east. And at the end of the war, as difficult, you know, near life-threatening as their existence was in Shanghai, they realized that they, the 30,000 or so who had made it there, were really the lucky ones, of course.
Yeah. There remains a community there and buildings.
I understand, that they preserved that.
That they've preserved it, of the Jewish community. So when you were two, you went to Los Angeles. Your parents were not musicians, but you started playing at a very young age. When did you know this was going to be your life?
Oh, God, it was such an accidental thing. I wouldn't prescribe this for anyone choosing a life in music, because we had no piano. My parents were not musicians. There was a friend, a wonderful film composer who became a dear friend, Bronislav Kaper, who lived in California. He recalls my parents having taken me to sort of refugee tea parties around a piano, so they'd have tea and cookies and sing the songs of the old country. And when they would take a break for tea, I would go to a piano at the age of four and try to play it. So he remembers having told them, he took full responsibility for my career, having told them when I was four or five, you know, give this kid piano lessons. It was such an accident that it all happened.
Well, and Los Angeles at that time, there were many illustrious European
musicians. Oh, it was so exciting.
Musicians.
I mean, we took it, the joke of the day was three women at the farmer's market buying their vegetables, and one says, so who's at the Hollywood Bowl tonight? And the other says, just local talent, Heifetz, Piatigorsky, and Rubinstein. That's what was going on in those days.
Yeah, exactly right. So you started playing music and taking lessons.
Yeah.
When was it clear that this was your path? Lots of people start playing taking lessons.
You know, I think there was a moment when I was a teenager, and of all things, the piece was the Beethoven Ninth Symphony that I feel, and I still get goosebumps now, feel it just changed my life, that it wasn't, this is going to be my career. It's just that nothing meant as much to me in life as this. Mm-hmm. And that I could actually touch it in the form of playing a piano meant that much more to me.
You studied with, somewhere I read, you had a teacher in Los Angeles who was sort of in the German school.
He was the pupil of Arthur Schnabel,
yes. And then you studied at Juilliard with Rosina Levine,
yes.
Sort of from the Russian school.
Yes.
So these were two very different styles,
yes.
And approaches, and you're an American pianist, which is yet another approach. Just for somebody who knows nothing about the different approaches to piano, can you give an elevator pitch about how German, Russian, and really now American styles differ?
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what an American pianist is because of the confluence of influences. For me, German.
That's what an American pianist is.
Yeah, I guess. So you set me up for that. Because the German influence is studying the score, really kind of Talmudically, keep on asking, why did the composer write that note? Why wasn't it that note? Why did he spell the chord like that? Go back and look at the structure. When I walk out to play a piece, it's as if I have an x-ray of it in my head as I'm about to play it, and the rest is filler. And the Russians don't consider it beneath their dignity to talk about playing the instrument. So I went to Mrs. Levine, having gone through all of this German school, the epitome of which was play it with your nose if you have to, but just get to the source of the music. And the Russians would say there are 10 levels to the pedal, and this is how your hand position should be for scales and octaves and whatever. So I came to that at the age of 18 after the German approach, and I'd like to think that I've kind of mix the two together in, I hope, a healthy way.
So it's actually what a great gift in a way to first learn how to analyze the music.
Yeah.
Because that's really what you're talking about, and I've read how you love to really analyze the piece.
It's so exciting. You're having a conversation every day with the composer.